You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
Welcome. I put fours in to another episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories.
And we work hard to prove conspiracies provided by you, the listeners.
Yeah, it's time for your shit, baby.
We love it. I'm David Borey.
I'm Langston Kerman. And David's right. We're about to dig into the listener emails. We get a fuck ton of emails.
Too many.
It's a fuck ton of emails. But we could always have more, I think. I think
you can send us some more. It feels good to know that you're obsessed with us.
Come on. Don't be shy. Send us your email.
Don't be like that.
Okay, come on. What are you doing? Come on. You know how to work. Send me an email. But today we do have an email. This is an email that actually came from a while back. I'm not sure how it got missed or what was the motivation for me skipping it, but I'm excited to be reading it now. It came from someone named Pat. Pat sent us an email that the subject line says lotion equals ashy nigga insurance. Does that excite you as a subject line?
That was what was going off in my head. I know this is going to be good.
You already got the air horns ringing in David's head, so this is exciting, Pat. But Pat said, "What's good, Langston? It's Pat. Greetings from Forest Park." Yeah, that Forest Park. It's the neighborhood adjacent to the neighborhood I grew up in. I hope that clarifies it for you, David. I don't want you to be left in the dark of like why the fuck is Forest Park being emphasized so much.
I've been to Chicago.
Hell yeah.
That's what I got.
All right. Well, Pat said, "I've been a listener from the beginning and haven't missed a goddamn episode yet. I have a black conspiracy theory, and maybe since we helm from the same area, you would have heard it because, you know, culture and geography and shit. So when I was a kid, like many black kids, my mom told me that I had to put lotion on my skin so that I wouldn't be ashy. As early as I can remember being alive, she had me lathered up in excess cocoa butter like a goddamn Chippendales employee. Anytime she'd catch me with grayed out knuckles or dry knees, she'd scold me about keeping lotion on my hands and legs and would actually tell me that if I ever got into an accident, the doctor in the ER would cut my clothes off and see my naked, ashy body and not even want to operate on me. Now, that's some very asinine shit on both the part of the mother, imagining medical community that operates in her twisted ER fantasies. Despite that, the reality of every situation involving niggas is that white's gonna white. So I wouldn't put it past these pasty gangsters to refuse service to black people based on a bit of skin fade. Thus, my question to you is, does there exist any evidence of white people, whether in practice of medicine or some other area, refusing service to Black people based on ashiness alone?
So here is what I will say.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, I don't think, and this sounds crazy, but if you think about it the other way, it's kind of reasonable. I don't know if white people are paying enough attention to know that Black people are ashy or not.
Whoa.
I think it's like in the same way that I didn't really know what tan people looked like until I moved to California. Like, I couldn't, I'd hear white people talk about it, and obviously you could tell if they had, like, that nasty spray tan shit, but I couldn't, like, look at a white person and be like, oh, you've been really getting some sun recently.
Yeah, they do that with each other in a way that I don't feel as confident about, that, like...
Exactly,
and it's also... like, you look tan, it's like, does she, or are you just saying that because it's like a compliment or something?
No, it's like they know with each other. It's the same with, I've noticed it with white people, specifically when I was in high school, where they couldn't tell if I had gotten a haircut.
Mm.
It's not like I didn't grow, I've never had like an afro or anything like that, but it would be like, I'd be kind of overgrown, hairline a little bushy.
Yeah.
And then I'd go get tightened up and they would not.
Yeah, know no, they the don't. Difference. I've had that multiple times where like people will be like, they'll be like, man, your haircut looks so good. And it's like, I actually don't have a haircut. I need to get one desperately. I look like shit. And they're like, oh, yeah, you look good.
Yeah.
You look like a goddamn monkey to me. I don't know.
Yeah. Ooga booga, nigga.
Monkey with a fade, monkey without a fade. It's all the same.
Either way, you are so well spoken.
Articulate.
So that's how I feel about it. Because have you ever noticed when a white person says anything about being ashy, they're like very proud that they know that.
Oh yeah, that's a big deal.
You know what I mean? Like they love him. Like what is he? Ashy?
Yeah. Huh?
Come on. Pour me some more Kool-Aid. So yeah.
I do think that what you're saying makes sense. I don't think that they probably are tracking whether or not a person is ashy. What I will say, though, is that they may not be tracking it in a sort of like one-for-one sense, but I do think an ashy nigga without a haircut does equate to them as something more animalistic or less respectful or whatever it is that is the racist lingo living in their head, which might cause them to treat that individual differently in a space of professional whatever.
I understand what you're saying, but I do not think, once again, and I think that's like one of the major problems with racism and whatnot, I do not think they are attentive enough to clock it in that way. I really do not believe that. I really don't believe that.
Yeah,
I think that Black people are far more attentive to that than they would be.
I think that's probably true. We did an episode of the podcast a while ago with Janelle James where we talked about the possibility that Black men are actually more palatable for a public audience if they don't have a haircut. That like it right. Like you think about like the famous sort Black of like Ranger. Figureheads of like Black success, and none of them motherfuckers have like a clean ass lineup. Do you know what I'm saying?
No Flex Alexanders.
Yeah, exactly. Flex.
Even Obama felt like he kept a soft line.
Yeah, it was a soft line for all of his presidency, and now that motherfucker be getting it cleaned up tight.
He's back on point. That's interesting. That is interesting.
And so I think to your point, their sense of who we are is so far removed from what they see themselves as that us clean, dirty, ashy, lotioned is all maybe the same in their book.
Like, I think if anything, especially specifically with the medical field, and I know that there's books about this, there's it's like a known thing. I know that the darker you are, the higher they think your pain tolerance is, and the less they're willing to like be. They're a lot more harsh on darker skin bodies. And yeah. I know that, like, this sounds crazy, but I know I felt that just going to the hospital before, or like trying to explain whatever amount of pain I'm in and having it not seemingly not be received when I've seen it. Even with my little brothers who are biracial, I've seen how doctors treat them versus me when I say I'm hurt and things like that. So like, I would argue that, like, it, skin tone wise, I believe it, but I don't think ashy is what is making them be like.
Yeah, I think that is a very well proven sort of like study. In fact, it's rooted in sort of a gynecological history, if I'm understanding correctly or remembering correctly, that the sort of like godfather of gynecology was this dude who basically ran a bunch of experiments on black slave women, that like right. he would like basically take these girls and test out his various pussy machines, whatever the fuck, to try to get a sense of whether or not he could do the work on good God-fearing white women. But like, the reason he used black women is because he figured or had decided they don't experience pain. That like black women truly don't even have the same nerve endings that white women have. And thus, whatever he's doing to them is fine. It don't matter.
I mean, it's an animal thing, right? Like, we don't, we do all this stuff to animals because we don't see them as us.
Yeah.
Be experiencing pain and all that type of shit.
You hear people talk about it where they say like fish don't experience pain. And it's like, yes, them motherfuckers do.
I don't think it feels good for anybody to get caught with a hook in your mouth.
Yeah, no. He's not just flopping around because he's cool with what's happening.
Like, whatever makes you want to feel good. I personally lean into it and fish because I know it's hurting them. But that's my own. You know, that's my own. That's my own shit. I got.
Yeah, I'll punch a salmon in the mouth just to feel something on my stuff.
Bass. Red snapper, blue snapper, all the snappers can get it.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Here's where I agree with our email. This is where I think I tend to sort of align. Pat is talking about the sort of denying of services. And that for me feels like white people are always cooking up an excuse, a reason to not provide either equal or service at all, right? That feels very logical and true. And is it related to our ashiness? No. But if a coworker nudged them and was like, that nigga's ashy, they probably would take that to heart and be like, yeah, I'm not going to help him. My nigga said that nigga's ashy.
Yeah, exactly. I think I agree with that. I agree with that completely. And I mean, listen, because I get it. I had an African mom. She put Vaseline on my body.
Ooh, that's not good for you.
No, she put Vaseline on my face when I was going outside to fight a woman. Which, what is Vaseline for medically?
Vaseline? Yeah. Probably like greasing engines and fucking...
It's not meant for human consumption.
I don't think so. I think Vaseline is used for as like a fire retardant from for like people on sets. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's technically a medical product. I think we just decided to use it. It's the same way that like, Olivia saying used to keep wounds moist for treatment. Yeah, there you go. It's not fucking good for just rubbing in on a daily basis.
I had to put that shit on my face. I got grease in my face now.
I had the same thing. My mom would give me Vaseline as my lotion, and that was just my shit. Neutrogena is another thing that like my mom was fully like, yeah, just go wash your face with the fucking that Neutrogena cream, and that's just creamed bleach. That's all it is. Is fucking. It's like, this isn't good, y'all.
No, we. That's how you know we're so resilient. Like my face skin, my upper dermis should have been like eroded at this point, right? My shit should have been like should have eaten through. But I my shit's still good.
Nah, you look great. You should look like Two-Face, but you look like one face to me, and it's a good face.
I'm 54 years old.
I was around for the Smothers Brothers.
Oh, yeah, man. I remember when we couldn't drive. I don't know. Is that a thing? We've always been able to drive, right?
We've been allowed to drive for longer because they wanted us driving for them.
For work.
Yeah, right. I think as long as it was a job that we could do, they'd be like, yeah, turns out niggas are smart enough to do that. I think.
Yeah. Oh, wait. They can drive.
Yeah. They can't read, but they can drive.
No. They can't feel pain, but they could. They could parallel park.
White people, you got a lot to answer for here, buddy.
I've been saying it for years.
You're a pretty problematic bunch. I'll just go ahead and say it. Well, I hope this answers, Pat, your email. I hope that this sort of covers. It sounds like we don't believe your mom when she worries that they're going to cut you open and not help you because you're ashy. But we do believe that your mom's on the right track for being skeptical of any denial of service from the white devil.
Beautiful. We did it.
We did it. Bori, could you tell the people where they can find you? What cool shit you have going on?
Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. You can come see me November 24th. I'm headlining the Downtown Denver Comedy Works. December 3rd, I'm headlining the Crocodile in Seattle, Washington. December 4th, I'm headlining Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon. Other than that, check my socials. I'm all around. Appreciate you.
Hell yeah. Go see Bori live. He's so fucking funny. And if you ain't local to LA, I ain't really doing that much on the road lately. I'm sort of tired and figuring some shit out. But, you know.
Falling out of love.
Say hi. What's up on Twitter?
We've all been Instagram. There. Sometimes the craft doesn't feed you like you thought it would.
Yeah, okay. You know. Take some time. You just take some time off the road to not sleep in residence and smell like cigarettes going out for the evening.
Just eating a lot of, stealing a lot of apples from the Continental.
Yeah. Later. Because you woke up too late to actually have the real breakfast. Yep, we've all been there. But that said, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Langston Kerman. I be over there doing stuff on both. And as always, if you want to send us your own drops, your own conspiracy theories, if you want to point out that your mom put weird substances on your body as a way of protecting you, you can send all of that to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. That's it. That's all. Bye, bitch.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.